This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, as Bible was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I'm going to be playing you some clips from Donald Trump's very testy press conference that was held earlier today. And very testy with good reason. He had reason to be very angry with what the filth that they just dropped on him hours before the press conference, where he was going to talk about how they were going to handle any concerns about a conflict of interest. And, of course, WikiLeaks has put this out. And I want to give you an excerpt from this. This is tweeted out by WikiLeaks. They said, here's an excerpt from the pseudo-intelligence report that was leaked, quote-unquote, to BuzzFeed, who published it just ahead of Trump's press conference. And this is the excerpt that they pulled out of the so-called intelligence report. They say, finally, regarding Trump's claimed minimal investment profile in Russia, a separate source with direct knowledge said that this had not been for want of trying. Trump's previous efforts had included exploring the real estate sector in St. Petersburg as well as Moscow. But in the end, Trump, and this is Trump in all uppercase, had to settle for the use of extensive sexual services there from local prostitutes rather than business success. That's their so-called intelligence report. So they say, yeah, he's going there, but he couldn't make any business deals. So in the end, he just had to settle for services from local prostitutes. What a joke. And WikiLeaks points out, we have been 100% accurate. And they have been. Nobody has ever questioned the information that WikiLeaks put out from the DNC, from Podesta's emails, the information about Hillary Clinton or any of these people. Nobody has ever questioned the veracity of that, the accuracy of that. Instead, they have tried to divert people's attention from it with looking at who did this. Oh, I think the Russians did it. Bad guys did this. It's like, you're just making the Russians look good when you say that. Sorry, Lindsey Graham, but they are. Whoever released the truth about Hillary Clinton did everyone a favor on it. But as they pointed out, you know, nobody ever questioned the authenticity of the information. They just tried to divert attention from it, as they always do when whistleblowers leak crimes out there. But this is absolute total garbage. And it's coming from people who... Earlier today, we saw Daily Caller said BuzzFeed editors were crying during Obama's speech yesterday. He gave this long, torturous farewell speech. He just couldn't get off the stage. And Drudge Report has it up there. I think it was, 75 times or something. It went 75 minutes long, and I forget how many times he referred to himself. It was all about him. Okay, and that's the Obama. But we've got the BuzzFeed editors who absolutely dearly love Obama and Hillary Clinton. They tweeted they were crying as Barack Obama delivered his farewell address. It was just a few hours after they published an unverified report by an alleged former British spy that claimed that President-elect had performed lewd acts with prostitutes. Here's some of the things they said. BuzzFeed senior editor Lara Parker tweeted, "Will I ever stop crying?" Another one. Tanya Chen, an editor at the outlet, tweeted, "I'm crying. This is the saddest series finale shown ever on television." Another one. Alameem Abdel Mahmoud wrote, "And tears." Another one, Jessica Lima, BuzzFeed Spanish editor, tweeted, "Yep, I'm crying, I can't stop." The site's executive editor said that he hadn't cried as much as he did during the tour since Beyonce's recent tour. I guess so. Why would you cry during Beyonce's tour? I don't know. Maybe it's the music. I guess if I actually listen to her, it'd bring tears to my eyes for a different reason. These are the people that did this. And, of course, BuzzFeed is really nothing. But CNN has just burned to a crisp any last shred of respectability that phony network has had. We've been showing you for years how they faked attacks during the first Iraq war, how they faked being on site at the Sandy Hook shooting and so forth, the disappearing nose of Anderson Cooper, who used to work for the CIA. We always called him the CIA network, the Clinton News Network. That is exactly what they are, folks. When we come back, we're going to play you some clips from the press conference today with Donald Trump. He came down on both the intelligence services and CNN, who works for them. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Nyan, and we have had an amazing news day today, just hours before Donald Trump is going to talk about how he's going to handle the conflict of interest attacks being made on him by Elizabeth Warren and Nancy Pelosi, and how that was going to escalate. He has a very good plan, I believe, for handling it. And he had a lady who broke this down, who put the plan together for him. But just hours before that happened, just days before he becomes president, this filth at BuzzFeed drops a load of filth on the nation, a load of lies. And, of course, it was trumpeted by CNN, and John McCain jumped in and wanted to take credit for it, too. So we'll give you credit, John, and we'll let people see this and see that you're part of this. And this should be an end to any shred of credibility that you and CNN are hanging on to. This should be the end of it for John McCain. Absolutely disgusting that he would jump in on this. And, of course, people on Fortran were saying, look, the idea that the Russians had something on Donald Trump has been floating around for a long time, but 4chan said, hey, we put together the specifics of this story, and we fed this out, and it was actually a troll, and BuzzFeed picked up on it. But But I want to go to what Donald Trump said at the press conference. He said, this kind of fake news actually destroys lives. Let's play that clip.
You know, I've been hearing more and more about a thing called fake news, and they're talking about people that go and say all sorts of things. But I will tell you, some of the media outlets that I deal with are fake news, more so than anybody. I could name them, but I won't bother. But you have a few sitting right in front of us. So they're very, very dishonest people. But I think it's just something we're going to have to live with. I guess the advantage I have is that I can speak back. When it happens to somebody that doesn't have this, doesn't have that kind of a megaphone, they can't speak back. It's a very sad thing. I've seen people destroyed. I've seen people absolutely destroyed, and I think it's very unfair. So all I can ask for is honest reporters, yes.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the people that they threw his name around was Michael Cohen, and they said, well, wait a minute. He's never even been to Prague where this supposedly took place. Here's his passport. He tweeted that out. He said, I've never been there. I was in California at the time this happened. So, I mean, it's a very, they didn't bother folks to check on anything. Didn't bother to check on anything. And, of course, you're always getting stuff, and as a news media organization, you're always getting stuff sent to you. A lot of it is deliberate trolling, and a lot of it is people that are mistaken, and you have to check the information on that. But, of course, they don't, and they don't want to be called on it. You know, we've gone, in just a couple of days, we've gone from the fake award ceremony that they call the Golden Globes. And if you don't realize just how fake the Golden Globes is, take a look at what Gary Oldman has written about in various entertainment publications about what a contrived piece of nonsense the Golden Globes is. You know, they say, well, we're going to give such and such an award to somebody, but hey, if you can't show up, we're going to give it to somebody else. It's about 90 people. It's not several thousand people like they have for the Oscars. And, of course, the Oscars is nothing but a popularity contest amongst Hollywood. It isn't really about this being better than that. You can look at other metrics like the box office, but the Golden Globes is totally phony. So phony that the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, actually gave a lot of pressure in past years to NBC and other people who carried it and kind of scared them from carrying it for several years. So we've gone from the fake Golden Globes now to the fake Golden Showers scandal that has been concocted by CNN and BuzzFeed. It's just absolutely amazing. Before you can debunk one lie, they dump some other trash on you. And this truly is a bunch of trash. And as I pointed out in the last segment, WikiLeaks put up a clip there and said, look at how childish this narrative is. And it was beyond belief. WikiLeaks is used to looking at records. They authenticate records before they put them out. They have, as they pointed out, a 100% record of accurate authentication. And they said, we do not endorse BuzzFeed's publication of a document which is clearly, clearly bogus. And we just had John McAfee on. He was talking about how this so-called intelligence report that is being touted around by mainstream media still about the Russians hacked us. He said that is clearly bogus. It's absolute nonsense. If the people, if the circumstantial evidence that's in there from those intelligence agencies is really true, if the Russians really did leave all of these fingerprints and signatures on it, they're more incompetent than the guy who goes in and robs a bank by writing a give me your money note on his own personal check. Okay? Give me his own ID. I mean, that's how stupid that Russians hacked our elections intelligence report that we got from our so-called intelligence agencies is. It is clearly political. They're clearly coming after him. Chucky Schumer said, hey, don't criticize intelligence agencies because they got ways to get you. And then we see this kind of crap coming out. And let's look at this next clip, because they asked Donald Trump directly, do you trust the intelligence agencies? Here's what he had to say at the press conference earlier today.
Do you trust your U.S. intelligence officials? And what do you say to foreign policy experts who say you're actually weakening national security by waging this war of words against that community?
Intelligence agencies are vital and very, very important. We are going to be putting in, as you know, Mr. Pompeo and others, you know the senator, Dan Coats, we're going to be putting in some outstanding people. Within 90 days, they're going to be coming back to me with a major report on hacking. I want them to cover this situation. I also want them, however, to cover maybe most importantly, because we're hacked by everybody. That includes Russia and China and everybody.
Even our allies.
Go ahead.
So, President-elect, you said just now that you believe that Russia indeed was responsible for the hacking of the DNC and John Podesta's emails, etc.
But you know what? Could have been others also.
But why did you spend weeks undermining the U.S. intelligence community before simply getting the facts and then making a public statement?
Well, I think it's pretty sad when intelligence reports get leaked out to the press. I think it's pretty sad. First of all, it's illegal. You know, these are classified and certified meetings and reports. I'll tell you what does happen. I have many meetings with intelligence, and every time I meet, people are reading about it. Somebody's leaking it out.
You know, that's amazing to see those questions that are coming out. You hear the one question, why are you weakening our vital intelligence agencies? Why are you undermining our vital intelligence agencies? Who's undermining who? It's pretty clear when you look at this where the undermining direction is coming from. It's very politicized. And the very fact that they would leak this report to NBC before they would even show it to the president-elect tells you that it is all about politics, doesn't it? It shows you who is trying to undermine who. And the simple fact is, these are the same reporters who are saying, we shouldn't have so many generals in the Trump cabinet. This is very dangerous. We need a civilian government. Yes, we do. We do need civilian leadership. We need somebody who is going to have an independent mind, who is going to question the intelligence that he's given, who is going to say, well, I want to see substantiation for that. I really want another opinion. I want a second opinion on that. That's precisely what we're getting with Donald Trump. And I'll say this about the generals. I said it before. We've had some really fine generals, even as president, haven't we? Starting with General Washington. Most recently, General Eisenhower. Now, just because you're a general doesn't make you a great president, but it doesn't disqualify you either. You can still be a great leader. You learn a lot of things being in charge of that many people, obviously. You can have a bad general become president, like Ulysses Grant. He had one of the most corrupt administrations we've ever seen in this country, but you can have some very good generals as well. And so when you look at this whole intelligence issue and you look at the way the press is coming after Donald Trump. That's one of the reasons why he hasn't had a press conference in 6 months. He can get his information out in a way that isn't slanted with these people, but he's also not afraid to take them on directly. We saw that in the last hour. We played that clip where he went one-on-one with CNN. So he's not going to back down in a live situation. He can handle himself there, but they also spin this in the way that they're saying, why are you weakening our intelligence agency? Why are you undermining our intelligence agency when it's the intelligence agencies that are being set up as a dark government that doesn't have to answer to anybody, a perpetual government that persists from administration to administration, that has its own hidden agenda, that has its own hidden way of financing itself through a global drug war? I mean, we need to call these people out on what they've been doing for a very long time. And I'm quite frankly, and a lot of us are very sick about what we've seen from the CIA. And these other organizations that have been doing this, and we are quite sick about the lies that we were fed with the weapons of mass destruction intelligence that came to us unanimously from all of these 16, 17, now 17 intelligence agencies. And so consensus doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that you're right. There was a consensus that Neville Chamberlain heard from his intelligence agency, as I pointed out in the last hour, about Adolf Hitler that was absolutely wrong. Winston Churchill had his own intelligence network, and he knew what was going on there. And, of course, Winston Churchill is now, as I pointed out, part of the Trump transition team. He will be coming back into the Oval Office as a bust. And so it's Churchill or bust coming back in. So let's take a look at another thing that they talked about on the press conference. We had a back and forth about whether or not Mexico is going to pay for the wall. Let's hear what Donald Trump had to say about that.
I would say we are going to build a wall, and people would go crazy. I would then say, who's going to pay for the wall? And people would all scream out, 25, 30,000 people, because nobody's ever had crowds like Trump has had. You know that. You don't like to report that, but that's okay. Okay, now he agrees. Finally, he agrees. But I say, who's going to pay for the wall? And they will scream out, Mexico. Now, reports went out last week. Oh, Mexico's not going to pay for the wall because of a reimbursement. What's the difference? I want to get the wall started. I don't want to wait a year and a half until I make my deal with Mexico. So, and we probably will have a deal sooner than that. And by the way, Mexico has been so nice. So nice. I respect the government of Mexico. I respect the people of Mexico. I love the people of Mexico. I have many people from Mexico working for me. They're phenomenal people. The government of Mexico is terrific. I don't blame them for what's happened. I don't blame them for taking advantage of the United States. I wish our politicians were so smart. Mexico has taken advantage of the United States. I don't blame the representatives and various presidents, etc., of Mexico. What I say is we shouldn't have allowed that to happen. It's not going to happen anymore. So in order to get the wall started, Mexico will pay for the wall, but it'll be reimbursed.
And, you know, how is that going to be reimbursed? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall, there's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
going to be calling in live a little bit later in the hour, but I just want to make this point. We're witnessing, as I told you, history on top of history on top of history. This is a quickening time for good and evil. And you see the evil MSM of BuzzFeed and CNN, the dying dinosaurs, desperately grabbing on this internet lie that's been out there that I've seen for over a year, mixing it in with some new dates, biting on it, and then having intelligence agencies say, oh, yeah, it's real, go with it, because they still believe they have a monopoly of power. They still believe they're operating with air superiority in the media with no one able to challenge them. And then here comes Trump, not bowing to him, not scared of him, not going under a rock, but saying, you're not real media, you're a fraud, you're a joke, and you can see them going into total and complete panic mode. These latest events are 20 times bigger than the lies about WMDs in Iraq, because those came out years later. The whole media was involved, basically, so they can kind of distribute the blame over a large group and just kind of hide. But that was the beginning of the fall. Now you're seeing what was left, the little crumbs, dissipating into dust. This is history happening. We are seeing a corrupt, disconnected elite that believe they're invincible because they didn't earn their power. They stole it, so they didn't come from nothing. They didn't come up from the street. Just like so many other elites, they were given it. And so they've just got giant gaping holes in their logic, in their analysis, in their strategy, in their stratagems. They don't understand that we don't care about ego or any of it. We're about winning and defeating them, and we're never going to stop coming. And it's good to see them go from being completely arrogant to being horrified now, because now they're just panicked and running around in different directions like crazed chickens on fire. I liken it to what exterminators talk about when they go into a house and they spray for roaches. When they're being poisoned for about an hour, they'll run around insane high on it and start having sex because it's their last instinct is to procreate before they roll over and die. And I just love to see them blame Trump for everything they're into. It is true projection at its finest. And I can't get Target's psychosis, though, watching them burn on the horizon like ships on fire. We don't want to get too focused on the fire and turn into pillars of salt here as we look back on Sodom and Gomorrah. We just have to realize that these are truly despicable scumbags, and they will always be disdained. Their names will be absolutely connected to failure and evil and treachery. They are the scum of the earth. They are the mercenary media. They are the filth. They are the dishonored. And I've got so much more to break down, but Trump is destroying the MSM. You're watching the final death of MSM. You're watching the champion Trump and the people take on the fake news. You're just watching an incredible, incredible spectacle. We're going to be analyzing this, obviously, today and right through tomorrow. This is a huge time to be alive. Clips are all on InfoWars.com. Spread them. Spread them with relish, because these people deserve to go down. They're such arrogant bastards.
All right, and we're going to have some more reports from Alex coming up, and of course we have some more clips from Donald Trump at the press conference. This is a short segment that we got here before we go. I was, during the break, I took a look at this Media Matters report that Alex said they cited me directly, criticizing me for urging people to buy body armor after the shooting at the airport at Fort Lauderdale. It's like, yeah, I did that. And I'm proud I did that. You know, they create situations. Here's an organization. How did they get their funding? They don't get their funding selling things to people that people can use to protect their health, to protect their children, to protect their lives. Media Matters gets their funding from a globalist who is has made it his lifelong ambition to destroy countries and to create a one-world government. That's George Soros. And so they come in and they say, citing the shooting and claiming, quote, gun control areas are killing zones. Yeah, they are. Knight said, you need to make sure. If they're going to take your gun away, if they're going to keep you defenseless, you need to make sure that you can at least shield yourself. That's why we're selling tactical nanotechnology body armor that was previously available only to the military, only to law enforcement, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the fact that we sell water filters to get the lead that they put in their municipal water in Flint, Michigan, or the fluoride that they intentionally dump in the water supplies of most municipal places throughout the United States, knowing that it lowers IQ, charging you to dump poison into your water, saying that it's going to make it better for you somehow, and all the other things that are in the water, the pesticides, the glyphosates, and other things that you can take out, as well as bacteria and other impurities. I'm glad that we sell that. I'm glad that we have a special on nutrients and minerals that we have put in beginning of 2007, 30 to 20% off various items that you'll find there. And also, we have 10% off DNA Force. It's been out for a while, so to help you get back in stock, we're offering you 10% off. And if you want to make sure you never run out of stock on supplements that we sell here at InfoWarsLife.com, you can sign up for AutoShip.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
In the last voice memo, I made the point, but I want to make it absolutely crystal clear because it's the key to everything and why we're defeating the enemy. The globalists have no natural defense to resistance. They've been operating with total air superiority, with no one challenging them, no one to call them on their BS. Now, because they're beginning to get called on things that are so discredited, they want to shut down their competition. That only proves to everyone that they're absolute, complete, and total frauds. And now, with each successive fake news story they get caught in, they only intensify the next level of the lie desperately like a gambler or like a heroin addict wanting a bigger injection, hoping that the great days come back of their delusional narcissism. That's why Trump's so key. He's a champion that doesn't care what they say, who's confident, that shows they're a joke, who's already broken their will with the people by being elected against everything they had thrown at him. So they go from the racist claims to the homophobe claims, the Russian agent claims, to now P-gate. Next, they'll be saying, you know, he's cannibalizing children, or he's on an airplane with a pedophile, like Bill Clinton really is. It's not going to work. It's all a fraud. The truth is, Trump is totally fastidious, a germaphobe, the complete opposite of somebody that would ever even do something like this. But we all know it's fake. It's been out for over a year. In fact, last night when I saw it, I thought, wait, I've seen this before. This is fake. And I didn't even report on it to counter it because I didn't want to promote it just because it felt wrong. But I guess I probably should have just piled on because it's such an incredible victory. These people are a joke. And I'm not into just celebrating things to celebrate things. But let me tell you, we ought to celebrate all the wrong moves they've made and how pathetic they are, because these are true reprobate scum that, again, their whole religion is they're better than us. CNN, MSNBC reporters, they are trash. They are arrogant people with chips on their shoulders who basically hate their fellow humans. And you look at Kasparian and Sinker and all of them when they, you know, lost on election night, all pissed, freaking out. It's because their whole identity is in their false lie. This is who they are. They want to be the ruling class. But no one in the real world would even want to hang out with them or know them. From Rachel Maddow to Wolf Blitzer to all these people, they're just despicable jokes. And they've had the elite behind them. They've had the big robber baron money for 100 years, funding and creating MSM. And the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And we're seeing the collapse accelerate. This is a beautiful, beautiful time. And Donald Trump is a bellwether of all of this. The problem is we got 8.5-9 days left, and who knows what they're going to pull before then. So we're in very, very positive territory, but we've all got to have our eyes peeled, our ears up, and our heads down, watching, but also spreading the word in the info war and intensifying operations. This is history. This is 1776 worldwide. Now back to David Knight.
You know, we talked about Donald Trump in the press conference coming out directly and saying fake news actually has consequences, folks. It destroys life. Well, that's what it was intended to do. It was intended to destroy lives. And we need to remember the old saying, and I think it was maybe originally Gandhi that said it, that first they assassinate your character, then they assassinate you. I mean, that's the whole point. They want to destroy your life, literally destroy your life, but first they start out by destroying your character. And so in that vein, we have John McCain coming out. This is a headline from Daily Mail. It was me, he says. And they say, sworn Trump enemy John McCain admits that he handed the smear dossier out. Okay, so this is the guy, and of course, Drudge has a picture of John McCain that they shot when he was running for president. They lit him from below, and he looked like this sinister villain from a horror film or whatever. Actually, the guy is an actual caricature of Dr. Strangelove. I mean, he gets this kick out of talking about war. You can just see it. He gets a rush when he talks about it. He says everything about him, except the fact he's not in a wheelchair, is just like Dr. Strangelove. I mean, this guy is truly dangerous, and I hope that he has jumped the shark finally with this and taking credit for it even. I mean, this is absolutely amazing. Before we go back and play one of these other clips where Donald Trump takes on the fake news, takes on CNN directly, I want to play it for you again. We played it in the last hour. Very good clip. When he was talking about making Mexico pay for the wall, the press keeps coming back to him. You can't make them pay for the wall. They say they're not going to pay for the wall. Look, there are ways to make them pay. Now, it is in Mexico's interest to make things difficult for the drug cartels to operate. So it would be in their interest to have a wall. It would be in the interest of even the Hispanics who have moved into this country legally to have a wall, because it protects them from these violent gangs that are free to go across the border back and forth. You know, and there was a story earlier today on the Drudge Report. U.S. Border Patrol is recruiting wild horses to now patrol the border. That'll be a change, you know, because under Obama, the Border Patrol, not even wild horses could drag them to patrol the border. You know, we had Obama there, you know, as the immigrant whisperer, or I guess we should say the foreign citizen whisperer. Come on, we'll give you benefits. Come across the border. Border Patrol, you're not allowed to go there. And Border Patrol was not happy about that. It's the first time they ever endorsed a presidential candidate. The Border Patrol Union was very outspoken about the fact that Obama had prevented them from doing their jobs. And they were very outspoken about their support for Donald Trump. They want to do their job. and they're going to do their job, and there is going to be a wall, and there are ways to make them pay for it. If they don't want to pay for it directly, they can pay for it by what happens with NAFTA and a renegotiation or just termination of that agreement. It can be terminated directly by Donald Trump. If they want to renegotiate it, it'll have to be involved with a larger group of people. The Senate will have to, and the House will have to get involved in that. But he can terminate that agreement with notice, and it's I forget what the time was. It's something like 6 months notification or something like that. But, of course, they've been making $60 to $75 billion a year in recent years, every year, in a trade deficit. So if you take that away from them, that's one way that they can pay for the wall. Let's go back, though, to this clip that we have from the press conference earlier today where Donald Trump called out CNN as being the leaders of fake news. Maybe that should be their new tagline, CNN, we lead the world in fake news. Here's that clip.
Information that was false and fake and never happened got released to the public. As far as BuzzFeed, which is a failing pile of garbage, writing it, I think they're going to suffer the consequences. They already are. And as far as CNN going out of their way to build it up. And by the way, we just found out I was coming down. Michael Cohen, Michael Cohen is a very talented lawyer. He's a good lawyer in my firm. It was just reported that it wasn't this Michael Cohen they were talking about. So all night long, it's Michael Cohen. I said, I want to see your passport. He brings his passport to my office. I say, hey, wait a minute. He didn't leave the country. He wasn't out of the country. They had Michael Cohen of the Trump Organization was in Prague. It turned out to be a different Michael Cohen. It's a disgrace what took place. It's a disgrace. And I think they ought to apologize to start with. Michael Cohen.
Sir, since you're attacking us, can you give us a question?
Go ahead.
Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
President-elect,
go ahead.
Since you are attacking our news
not
organization,
not you.
Can you give us a chance?
Your organization.
You are attacking our news organization.
Your organization.
Can you give us a chance to ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir,
quiet.
Mr. President-elect,
go ahead.
Can you state categorically?
She's asking a question. Don't be rude.
Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
You're attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude. No, I'm not going to give you a question. I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you state categorically?
You are fake news.
Sir.
See, that's just it. They're demanding and telling him what he's going to do. No, CNN, you're not president. You don't control this. Get this through your head. Donald Trump is in control, and he made it very clear there. If you're going to come out and make yourself into a propaganda organization for certain cliques within the CIA and intelligence services, if you're going to be the propagator of fake news, you're not going to get to ask questions at a press conference. That's what he kept saying. No, you're fake news. No, not you. Shut up. Be quiet. You're being rude. And he keeps pointing to somebody else and saying, but you're talking about us. It's like, that's right. I'm talking about you. And I'm not going to let you ask me a question because you're not legitimate. He's going to go over your head. And this is something that Ronald Reagan always said he would do, but he never did. He said, we're going to go over the heads of the opposition in Washington, over the heads of the press. And he did to a limited degree. Of course, Donald Trump didn't have the tools of social media and the internet that Donald Trump has. Now Donald Trump can speak directly to the people. He doesn't even need these press conferences. He certainly doesn't need to call on CNN. Let's go to the clip where he talks about his employees and how he warned them about what can happen when they're on business trips? What can happen in hotel rooms? He wasn't born yesterday. He's not an idiot. He's talked about how if you got anything important to say, don't use a computer. Write it on paper and use a courier to send it. He said no computer is safe. He told that to reporters weeks ago. And this is what he tells his employees when they travel.
When I leave our country, I'm a very high-profile person, would you say? I am extremely careful. I'm surrounded by bodyguards. I'm surrounded by people. And I always tell them, anywhere, but I always tell them, if I'm leaving this country, be very careful. Because in your hotel rooms, and no matter where you go, you're going to probably have cameras. I'm not referring just to Russia, but I would certainly put them in that category. And number one, I hope you're going to be good anyway. But in those rooms, you have cameras in the strangest places. Cameras that are so small with modern technology, you can't see them and you won't know. You better be careful or you'll be watching yourself on nightly television. I tell this to people all the time. I was in Russia years ago with the Miss Universe contest, which did very well. The Moscow area did very, very well. And I told many people, be careful.
because you don't want to see yourself on television. Cameras all over the place. And again, not just Russia, all over.
This is somebody who has lived in the public eye for decades. Even before he had a television series, he was in the public eye all the time. He has dealt with paparazzi. He has dealt with people telling lies about him in the media. And so he certainly, as he points out, you don't want to see yourself on television. He is not, he wasn't born yesterday. He knows what this is about. He knows what computers are about. That's why he knows how to keep this, you know, he's not going to do something that foolish. He even pointed out later in the press conference, he says, and by the way, I'm really paranoid about germs. Of course, I would never do anything remotely like what they're talking about doing. It's absolutely absurd, but it reminded me, remember going back to the debates, I think it was the second debate, and he had a sniffle or something, and a couple of times he would pause and he would go, and he would inhale, and you could hear him inhaling through his nose. And Carrie Fisher, who just recently passed away, who had struggled with drugs all of her life, projected her addiction problems onto a man who is a total teetotaler. A man who everybody that knows him personally says that he has, because of the experiences in his family, had a brother who was an alcoholic. He has stayed away from that completely. And he has made it pretty clear. And I think you can see it in his children. I mean, his children look like they're very successful. They're very straight. They don't have not fallen to the kinds of deprivations that have become very common with Hollywood. But these people in Hollywood, they project their drug addictions. They project their sexual perversions onto other people. And there's a confirmation bias there. These people who don't like Donald Trump can easily believe, oh, yeah, he was snorting cocaine or something before the debates. No, that is absolutely out of context with his character, just as it's absolutely out of context with his character that he would do something like this. But they believe it because it's the sort of world that they live in. So they project that onto him. The people who are there hear it, and it's confirmed because of their own personal lives, their own personal bias. Let's go to the next clip here where he talked about Obamacare. But before we do, I really quickly want to talk about what, before this was taken over, because again, going back to Obamacare, that's something he wanted to talk about. The other thing he wanted to talk about that we haven't talked about here, and it's very important, is how he's going to deal with this next attack on him, and that is the issue of conflict of interest. And of course, Rand Paul said, hey, we knew he had a successful business before people voted for him. They knew that. They voted for him anyway. And that's what Donald Trump said in this press conference. There's also the issue of how does he divest himself from this? Should he turn himself into a pauper? Should he burn down his entire life's work so that he can serve in public life? I don't think we want that. We don't want to limit ourselves to people who are career politicians and who aspire to becoming lobbyists after they finish with their elected office. That's what we've seen so far from the leaders of the Republican and Democrat Party. We don't want to limit ourselves to people who are lawyers or people even worse, who have no experience other than being community organizers, like Barack Obama. He never accomplished anything in his life. So we don't want to make it impossible for people who have earned money. We don't want to require them to burn down their life's work in order to serve in government. That's the whole point here. And I think he came up with an acceptable compromise. The woman who explained this said that because there's been questions about what emoluments are, and of course, if you look at it in the Constitution, essentially what they're saying is we're not going to let you take bribes and payments from princes and foreign governments like Hillary Clinton did. Okay, that was what the whole Clinton Foundation was about. That's what it was founded on, was her taking emoluments, as the Constitution would put it, from princes, literally from a Saudi prince who had bragged that at one point we've given her 25% of the money that she's gotten. So we know that's what was happening with the Clintons. And so to avoid that, we've had Donald Trump's sons shut down charities where they had raised a great deal of money for people and said, I'm just not going to be involved with this because of the criminality, because of the implications, because of what the Clintons did. They have smeared the idea that somebody in public office would be involved in a charity. They've tainted that idea, unfortunately. That's the legacy of Hillary and Bill Clinton. So he had to back off and distance himself from a charity. And then when you look at these other issues, they say, well, you've got hotels around the world. So if a foreign government were to come in and stay at your hotel and pay for the hotel room and pay for the service that you provide, then you would be violating the Constitution. I don't think that's the case. They said they didn't think that was the case. But to avoid any appearance of a conflict of interest, they're going to go the extra mile, and they're going to say, we're going to take any money that was made that was paid by a foreign government, we're going to donate that to the United States government treasury. Just donate it. See, that's the difference between Donald Trump and the corrupt Clintons. And I think that's something that we cannot ignore from this press conference today. Because an emolument is a salary, a fee, or a profit. Now, you could say, oh, well, he's making a profit from these people staying at his hotel room. It says, no, it will be from employment or office. In other words, you cannot work for these people. You cannot have an official title or position with these people and get paid by them and still be a part of the American government, obviously. And, of course, you obviously cannot peddle influence like the Clintons were doing, because that's just simply corruption and crime. So there's nothing new about that. And really, what he's talking about doesn't even fall in that. But he knows that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and these other people who have for years covered their trails with insider trading on the stock market, created the Stock Act when they got caught red-handed, like Nancy Pelosi did. And then when everybody stopped looking at it and it got out of the news cycle, they gutted it. They gutted it. And so is Elizabeth Warren involved in that. So in order to avoid their unjustified attacks, he's going to go the extra mile and donate any money from his businesses where he is not being employed by these people. He is not holding an office by these other people. He is not selling influence. He's simply got a business that's providing this. The other thing they said, and I'll move on to this next clip, that he said, we're going to run this so that he's only going to know if there's a profit or loss. He's not going to know any details about the way the business is being operated. And I don't think that's an unreasonable thing to do. And when we come back, we're going to have Alex Jones joining us, and we're going to play some additional clips from this press conference today. He also talked about Obamacare. The Republicans say, well, I just don't know. It's so complicated. I don't think we can get rid of it. Donald Trump said, yes, we can.
And if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0606.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens,
jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine. So fine. I've been on fire with Sally.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. I'm co-hosting with David Knight in a segment, The Next, and Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, the guy that really spurred Trump to run, one of his top confidants, is going to be hosting the fourth hour. When the Media Matters documents came out, of course, they were talking about taking out the MVP, Roger Stone, getting him banned off CNN, MSNBC, and other channels, showing incredible Democratic Party control of those different apparatuses. But what do I keep hammering here as the theme hit me between the eyes today? This is the further death of the MSM, the biggest strike ever. And the fact that the MSM is so arrogant that they think they can just put out fake news, and knowing it's fake, and that no one's going to counter them, illustrates everything. And I know I've hammered this three times in the hour with David and with you, the audience, but just think about it. Everybody knows the arrogant, mentally ill scumbag who's a known fraud, but continues to try to con everybody into following along with them. Once a con artist gets caught, they keep trying to con. In fact, the cons just get bigger and bigger and bigger. MSM calls InfoWars con men. They call Trump con men. No, they're the con men. We're based on a track record of accuracy. We're based on a track record of freedom. We're based on a track record of courage. They're based on a track record of duplicitous fraud. Think about the big Silicon Valley executive that came out and said, middle America's gross and ugly and white people are gross and bad. It's a white guy. These are mentally ill people. They're completely disconnected, and they've got such a weird feeling of elitism that they are completely insane. So the big news is Trump, in his three-hour press conference, savaged MSM. Here's CNN that attacks Roger Stone, yours truly, and many others constantly and never gives us a chance to respond. It's always one way. And notice he's complaining after they put out a story saying Trump is in a room with women urinating on him, basically. Total made-up lie. Been on the Internet for over a year. Totally fake. They put it out like it's real. John McCain basically takes credit for it. That's how arrogant he is. And then he doesn't give them a chance to respond while he's talking. They're interrupting him, saying, you've got to go to us. You just talked about us. No, 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 no. That was the old-fashioned journalism before you ruined it, CNN, where, yes, if you did talk about somebody, they'd get a chance to respond. But you're not real media. You don't deserve the same respect, scumbag. You want to shut Trump off Twitter. You want to shut InfoWars up. You want to shut Drudge up. Well, guess what? We're not going to physically shut you up authoritarian-wise. Everybody's just tuning out of you. You are already imploded. You were already a joke. You were already a fraud. And now you're worse than that. You are synonymous with dirtbags. You're synonymous with betrayal. You're synonymous with backstabbing. You're synonymous with as being the enemies that thought they had this country. And now the acceleration of their implosion is going to get even crazier. Here's the problem. Out of sheer spite in the next 9 days, as they see their entire empire burn, they are going to pull out the stops. You think PPGate is big, folks? Get ready. The next 9 days are going to be more dirt than you've seen the last year. Watch it happen. By tonight, they're going to try to change subjects with a false flag or a new scandal or an assassination. You watch something big by tonight, because every bit of discrediting garbage they've had previous is nothing to this now. This is like a thousand suns to the previous garbage where they got caught lying about the polls and lying, giving Hillary the questions and lying about WMDs. Everything is coming home to roost on them. Everything. And now is the key. The next 9 days. We'll be back. Stay with us with David Knight, Roger Stone, and others.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.